With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. California authorities say arson likely caused a fire that damaged a vital section of a Los Angeles freeway. Norman Hall reports.
Governor Gavin Newsom says investigators have been trying to determine if one person or more were involved in the blaze that charred and indefinitely closed a portion of Interstate 10. Speaking to ABC 7 Los Angeles, Newsom calls the roadway vital.
300 plus thousand vehicles go through this corridor every single day.
The fire, which started in two storage tanks under I-10, left columns charred and chipped and the deck guardrails twisted. It's still unclear what structural damage, if any, the blaze caused to the freeway. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at SRNnews.com, Marianne Trump Berry, a retired federal judge and former President Trump's older sister, has died at the age of 86. Correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Police say they were called to Marianne Trump Berry's Fifth Avenue apartment early Monday. The cause of death was not clear. The news was confirmed by a judicial official who spoke on condition of anonymity. Marianne Trump Berry was appointed to the U.S. Court of Appeals in 1999 by then-President Bill Clinton and retired 20 years later amid an investigation into her family's tax practices. In 2020, Mary Trump released secret recordings of her aunt while promoting a book denouncing the former president.
All he wants to do is appeal to his base. He has no principles.
When the recordings came to light, Trump was dismissive of them. Julie Walker, New York.
House is shelving a resolution to impeach DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The impeachment measure was introduced by Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene last week due to the deluge of illegal immigrants coming across the southern border. This is SRN News. The red kettles are on the way.
The Salvation Army's National Christmas Campaign officially kicks off on Thanksgiving Day, but a lot of regional offices of the Giant Christian Ministry will be getting started a little early in hopes of keeping pace with expenses. Salvation Army officials say more Americans are in need than ever before, and they count on the red kettles for a big percentage of their annual budget. Bell ringers may begin appearing in your neighborhood any day now. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A religious freedom case involving the Mormon Church is working its way through the Arizona court system. A Superior Court judge has dismissed a high-profile child sexual abuse lawsuit against the church, ruling that Mormon officials who knew about the abuse had no duty to report it to police. The judge made his decision because the information was received during a spiritual confession. At issue is whether Arizona's clergy penitent privilege exempts pastors from the state's child sex abuse reporting law. This is SRN News. Well, markets didn't move much to start off the week. Seth Sutel explains.
Wall Street drifted to a mixed finish to open a week that could bring more action to financial markets. The S&P 500 ended Monday down 0.1%. The Dow rose 54 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 0.2%. Several high-profile reports are coming this week that could shed more light on the central questions facing Wall Street, including what the Federal Reserve will do next with interest rates and how solid the economy can remain going forward. Tuesday will bring the latest update on inflation. Earnings reports from the nation's biggest retailers will follow, including updates from Home Depot, Walmart, and TJX. Seth Sutel, New York.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed legislation that puts sanctions on Iran and sets aside $45 million to protect Jewish institutions. Lawmakers were in Tallahassee earlier this month for a special session. More details at SRNnews.com.